Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What subject do I like to talk about and why? I like to talk about football because I'm a huge football fan. Fantasy leagues, stats, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know. It's just always something to talk about. There's always controversy and good plays to talk about.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:47. Now, three big things. Jury decides in favor of Taylor Swift in groping trial.
Two.
Bomb plot foiled in Oklahoma City.
One.
Wichita School Board looks at $682 million budget. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And right now in traffic, well, those traffic volumes are really starting to get fairly heavy out there. So watch out in the slow places where we got road construction up there around the North Junction, especially southbound on I-135 and eastbound on Kellogg at I-235 in the road construction there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny today with a high of 90 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. Overnight low 74. Could see some thunder showers in the area. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. A 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 89. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 72 degrees. Hatman Jack's has a great selection of summer hats still available. Mention you heard this ad on Steve and Ted and receive 25% off any straw hat through August 19th. Hatman Jack, 601 West Douglas, at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll. You can find it right there at our webpage, knssradio.com. And our question today, are you doing anything special to view Monday's solar eclipse? It's next Monday, the 21st. And your possibilities here is a multiple choice. Yes, we're traveling to get closer to totality. Yes, we're celebrating here at home. I might go outside, or not really. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com, poll at our webpage, knssradio.com. We want to know what you think, so we can fill some time every morning here.
No, it's because we care what they
have
think.
We have some interesting questions.
Let's go ahead and what are you going to be doing?
I'm not going to do anything special. I think I've seen one or two of these over the years.
Okay.
Basically, it gets a little dark for a while, and that's it. I'm not going to look right at it. You can't do that. It'll hurt your eyeballs, right?
This one's going to be 90% cover, though. It's going to be pretty spectacular.
It'll get pretty dark.
I would imagine.
Yeah. If you got the right glasses on, you can look at it.
So. I'm going to be at work.
Yeah, you can't be running around outside looking at an eclipse.
Yeah.
You'll be in here slaving away over a hot microphone,
yes,
as we say.
Exactly what I'll be doing.
I might be asleep.
This Thursday, we're going to hear from the education director at Exploration Place. We'll have her on talking about it.
Very nice.
We'll get the real information.
Get the scoop.
The real story. That's coming up, the eclipse, next Monday. Well, the stock market is not most people's first choice as an investment, according to a new survey.
When it comes to investments, there's no place like home.
Americans love their real estate, and I have to think part of it is home sweet home, meaning that people associate the home that they live in with being an investment. At least that's what I hope.
Real estate topped Bankrate's annual survey of preferred investments, but analyst Mark Hamrick says it may not be the best choice in the long run.
Longer term, it actually doesn't return as well as a diversified portfolio or one with exposure to the stock market.
Stocks were third behind cash investments. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
U.S. stocks rallied Monday as technology companies and banks helped companies regain a lot of the ground they lost last week. Bond prices slipped only by a small amount, and gold finished a little lower, while silver prices rose. The S&P 500 jumped 24 points, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 135 points, and the NASDAQ Composite added 83 points. So a good day or stock prices going upward on Wall Street. China criticized President Donald Trump's order for a possible U.S. trade investigation of Beijing's technology policies as a violation of global rules and says it will resolutely safeguard Chinese interests. And the Environmental Protection Agency says it plans to scrap an Obama-era measure limiting water pollution from coal-fired power plants. A letter from EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, released Monday as part of a legal appeal, said he will seek to revise the 2015 guidelines, mandating increased treatment for wastewater from steam electric power generating plants.
So that technology was wrong that said that it was bad for the water or something?
Oh, I don't know.
Get it. Interesting.
It's a 6:51 now with Steve and Ted. Time for the
morning.
Time for the Money Tracker. Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don. Talking about mid-year account review.
Yeah, why not? Well, we're into the second half of the year, well into it. In order to avoid some surprises at the end of the year, how about taking a good look at your financial situation? Now, there are several areas that should be checked right now. First of all, investment and retirement accounts. Have you contributed enough to your 401k? If you've recently received a raise or a bonus, it's time to up the amount you're putting away. How are your investments tracking? Time to make any changes? Well, work with your CFP and find out whether it's time to do that or not. Monthly payments you are paying to your gym membership, and are you not using it? Are you using it a lot? Check whether you're making payments you don't need. How about some online subscriptions to video or music streaming? Are there any you're not using? Check your utilities like trash pickup, mobile phone service. There may be a cheaper vendor out there. Just shop it. Tax withholding. Check your income against your quarterly payments or withholding. If your income varies dramatically from what you made last year, you may be withholding the wrong amount. Major events. Did you take on a spouse or lose one to death or divorce? Did you have a child or put one into college? All these events could affect your taxes. Review withholdings against your other financial activities to ensure that you are withholding the right amount. And the three major credit reporting agencies allow you to pull up a few free credit reports a year. It's time to do that to check whether you have any surprises that might bring down your credit worthiness. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
You know, Don, a couple of years ago, I thought I was paying way too much for trash. In fact, I knew I was, but I just let it go.
Right.
Trash collection, I'm saying. And finally, Shelley, my wife, retired. Uh-huh. And she, you know, I started to sick her on some of these people.
Yeah.
And she is very tenacious when it comes to tracking down this kind of thing. And she just said, hey, we'd been with these guys for like, I don't know, 15, 20 years, 30 years.
And you just automatically make the payment?
And just automatically. She got to him and said, hey, we know we've been a customer a long time. And you look it up. She says, we're not going to be your customers anymore unless you do something about this.
And they changed it.
We lopped it down to about a third of what it was.
Yeah, well, the competitors
and
are,
a lot
are
of competition.
About a third. Yeah. And then they just sell out to the big companies, and the big companies start to raise prices again.
So I'm thinking, even if you think you're spending too much for something like trash service, I do a little shopping.
Yeah.
You can save some coin. Today is National Relaxation Day, which we like to celebrate as often as possible. Time to slow down, unwind, and relax. It's an important day as we all need a break from the fast-paced and often hectic lifestyles we live. Taking time to recuperate and rejuvenate our tired minds and bodies may help prevent many health risks.
Well, yeah, just announcing that it's that day, I just feel
you
relaxed.
You got to relax.
I'm going to do nothing about it, but nice to know that it's a day.
But, you know, you're pretty good at relaxing. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
The other day you relaxed right on through this segment.
I did. I do every day. Hey, what me worry?
Yeah, that's right. Don is kind of like Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah.
At Mad Magazine. He just doesn't worry.
Just sits there and just, you know, hey.
No. All right,
life's too short.
This is a little laid back for me. I'm going to go on here. Thank you, Don.
Okay, slow down.
6:55, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Bomb plot foiled in Oklahoma City. We've got that story and more. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.